This is Darren Barker, area agronomist for Southeast Nebraska. Today is Monday, July 26th. Overall, our crops in Southeast Nebraska are really moving along nicely, and corn development and soybean development is pretty close to maybe even a little ahead of where they normally are. So provided that our weather stays close to normal through August, our crops really should develop and mature at a normal timeline. Overall, the crops look good. We've had good moisture and good rainfall on a lot of the dry land acres, and so right now, overall, our crops are looking good. We would remind growers that for soybeans, we are approaching that time when water usage is hitting its peak time. So for irrigators, it's important to keep on top of both crops, but especially soybeans as we approach late July and early August, because they will be approaching that peak time for water usage. As far as diseases are concerned in corn, really disease pressure has been fairly low right now. We have had a few isolated reports of some disease pressure with gray leaf spot and just some very isolated areas where they've hit the economic treatment threshold. But overall, most of the disease pressure, especially for gray leaf spot, has been very, very low. So we would encourage growers to continue to keep an eye on it here. But right now, overall disease pressure has been pretty low as far as gray leaf spot is concerned. And that's typically the disease we really keep an eye on in corn for Southeast Nebraska. As far as insects are concerned, there hasn't been any major insect concerns out there right now. We do know that first brood corn borer earlier in the year was a little bit high in some areas, and that can indicate that we may have some higher levels of second-generation corn borer. So now is the time to be scouting fields for second-generation corn borer, and since we had quite a few first brood in some areas, it would be a good idea just to keep an eye on those fields, any fields that just to make sure that we don't have any major incidents of second-generation corn borer.